Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, everyone. It is such a pleasure to have you join us again tonight, and we thank you for the time that you give us. We don't take it for granted. In fact, if you are just now listening and you've never heard my voice before, I am Geraldine Steele, the host of this show called Steele Talkin', and I love it. It's here at WCCO Radio. We have a great time. The engineer that you hear from, producer, is Jonathan Lowe. It's great to see you, Jonathan. You look healthy and you don't look stressed at all.
I don't know about never stressed. There's usually, like the duck on the pond, the feet are going under the water. They're still going.
Well, the feet are supposed to be under the water.
Yeah, but if you're really floating, you don't have nothing to worry about. Uh-huh. Okay, those feet are not going.
Oh, now, see, I didn't say anything about not having anything to worry about. Okay.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you have children or not have children. The bottom line is that you always have something to worry about. Wouldn't you agree with that? Even in your life, think about it.
I think so. I think stress motivates 90% of us in a way.
Well, I have definitely been stressed in my life, but I've gotten over it. That's the beautiful thing about it. No matter how much we pile on the stuff, it's a little hard, you know? Yeah, so there's that. And I'm just so happy to be here tonight. I kept thinking to myself, I had a cold 2 days ago, literally. And I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, not again. Why is this always happening? Some people never get anything when it comes to colds and that sort of thing. For some reason, Geraldine, little something is always gnawing at the back of my head or the back of my neck. And before I know it, I take a sneeze and I go, oh, you're kidding me, right? So it's okay. I'll get over all of that. I do want to say I have missed so many of you that have listened to the show. I've run into people that I used to hear all the time. They call in and say, I love you so much. I'm just, you know, praying for you, or I'm thinking about you. And just know that we're open to that. I am very open to that. If you ever want to call and just say, hey, Geraldine, thinking about you, praying for you, hoping that you're doing well, that's a big deal. And I'll be praying for you, too. Those that are just now joining us for the first time, just know that the joy that is in this space right now, which is Jonathan Lowe, Geraldine Steele, and a dear friend of mine, we are sitting here, and even though not all of us know each other that well, because Jonathan's never going to let it all go, it'll be his deathbed before he'll let it all go with me. Let's just put it that way. You know I'm telling the truth.
Deathbed.
I'm taking
stuff with me. They say you can't take it with you. I'm going to prove them wrong.
No, you're not going to prove them wrong. No, you're not. Mm-mm. But if you want to, I'll write a song about it and perform it.
Take stuff with me. You can't. Yeah, you can write
like
a song
what?
called Take That Stuff With Me.
Yeah, you can take your hips with you. You can take your bald head with you. What else can you take with you?
I'll figure it out.
No, okay, I just need to know.
No,
just one thing.
I got time.
You can't take your money with you.
I got time.
You can't.
I can't. And I'm not looking to do that.
Okay.
There are other things.
What are you looking to do?
Gone. Just
what?
Take them with me.
What?
In the dirt.
Name one thing. Socks.
No, mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
Hats.
No,
you have a bevy of hats.
I'm good.
What then? No. It's got to be something.
No, I'm good.
Oh, you're not going to tell me?
I'm figuring that out. I'm good.
No, I don't think you're figuring it out. You're only using one hand. Usually when you use two hands, you got something going on.
No, I'm the other hand is working the board and making sure all the levels are good.
Wow.
On the sound levels.
I don't know.
Got to multitask.
I don't think I know this word, but BS comes to mind. Maybe you can explain it to me later. I'm not quite sure.
We'll do that during the break.
Okay. First of all, I'm so happy to be on tonight. I am feeling so much better. I don't know about you, Jonathan, but these colds that have been going around, not just with the children, but with their parents and other places. I mean, no matter where you go, people are coughing, right?
Well, I think we're getting back with so much more full immersion back into the what we were doing back before COVID hit. We're going to see a lot of people getting strep throat, head colds, you know, all flu, all this different stuff that we used to have when we gathered together at things. We had so much separation over the last 3+ years that I think now that we're back to most people saying, okay, I'm good with where I'm at health-wise. The pandemic is over. We're hugging. We're standing close together in line and all that stuff. I think that's just where we are now. We're getting re-immersed back into that society that we were in before the pandemic.
I disagree with that. I think that we all notice and actually know for sure that this virus keeps rejuvenating itself. And
it just keeps
moving.
I think we know, but I think we're okay with it for the most part.
There are so many people with COVID right now, and I'm not sure if Omicron is involved in it. I'm not quite sure of all of that. But I do know that children are getting RSV, adults are getting RSV, and then you've got this COVID raging at the same time. It's maddening. And then there are other people who can really handle it very well. They say, you know what? If I get it again, I get it again. So what? That's not what I'm saying. I came back from my vacation, and yeah, I had COVID. And I'm thinking, oh, come on. You know, no matter how healthy you eat, no matter, it's just certain things that are floating around, and it is landing on people, actual people. So as, you know, we talk from time to time. I talk with my friends, and I go, so you okay? Yeah, no COVID, no nothing, no RSV, no nothing. And then all of a sudden you start saying to yourself, wait a minute, wait. I heard about so-and-so that, you know, has a cough. They don't want you to come around, you know. And so you have to try your best to not hurt anyone. That's the job I have. I've taken that on. I don't want to hurt anyone, right? I just don't want to call someone else to cough because I coughed or to have RSV because I didn't know if I had it, which I haven't, which is a blessing. And I hope you don't have it either, because it's a mess. It's a mess. Now, if you'd like to call in on any of the subjects we talk about tonight, you are welcome to do so. Of course, that's 651-461-9226. We have a caller, Julie, calling us from Minneapolis. Hey, Julie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. See, this isn't specifically why I called, but you mentioned RSV. I just saw my internist or regular checkup, and she suggested that I get the shot for RSV, but, you know, it's more important to get the COVID shot. Most people are aware of the fact that we got a little uptick in the, you know, in the COVID again.
A little uptick?
I hate to tell.
Really?
Yeah,
I think it's more than a little one.
Yeah, well, people don't want to hear that. They're very defensive, so I'm hearing all these people getting mad and cussing me out right now.
Are you serious? No, come on. No.
Come
no.
on. People
no,
don't
this
want
is Minnesota.
To believe it.
It's Minnesota nice. Are you kidding? Is somebody going to curse you out, really? Come on, Julie.
Did Jonathan give you a cocktail just
no,
now?
No.
I'm just kidding. No, but I do want to tell your listeners, because a lot of people, as you know, do not have health insurance. I, by the grace of God, have got coverage. But the Pfizer is saying that this shot, it's not, you know, it's not backed up with government money. Pfizer is charging $120 for this shot, and Moderna is $129. That's a lot of money. You know, millions of people are not going to get another booster at that price.
No. Well, here's the thing, though, because President Biden, ever since this whole thing has been going on, he has tried so very hard to make sure no one has to pay for it. You know, he's made that so clear over and over and over again. Yet, if
What about Lady? I mean, I agree with you. I understand. I'm talking about these shots that are going to be coming out in a week or two. They're the big bucks. I have not heard anything from the White House or anybody else that says, you know, now that the shots are privatized by Pfizer and Moderna, I haven't heard anything lately that this is going to be backed up with government money. Have you?
I don't know if it's even necessary yet. That's where my research begins.
You don't know if what's necessary.
If it's necessary to get another shot, to get another vaccine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that.
Yeah.
And until
I'm
sure of it.
If you've got great health, maybe not. But I'll tell you, my good friend, her daughter, has a very aggressive breast cancer. And fortunately, she got COVID. And so they had to discontinue her, you know, chemotherapy for 20 days, which isn't good because my friend is just praying that the tumors will not get, you know, enlarged because she has to go without chemo because she's got COVID. I would say I've known about, well, two or three people. It's not a lot. Two or three people in the last 6 weeks that have gotten COVID. So you're not worried about it at all.
You're not worried about it.
Well, I'm a senior just like you.
Yep.
And I have some health issues. You may be healthy as a horse and kicking butt all over, but my health is not great. And so, hey, I'm going to get one. I'm not a Trumper. I believe in science and it's covered. And so for me, it's not a horrible thing. You know, if I had to pay $120, I'd say, no, I gotta use that money to pay my bills, but I'm blessed to have the coverage.
I sure appreciate you calling tonight. Thank you so much, Julie.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. If anyone else would like to call, you are welcome to do so, but we're going to take a break first. The phone number is 612-421.
651-461-9226.
Right over my head,
651 461.
I knew there was a 6 and then I went all silent.
9226 is the number.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 7:23. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us here at WCCO. You are listening to Steel Talk, and I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do, is be here with you. I understand that we have a guest, not a guest, but someone, a listener, named Nick from Shoreview. Hey, Nick, are you joining us?
Yes, I am. Actually, Nick in Roseville.
Oh, Nick in Roseville. Hey, now.
Hi. So, two things. First of all, I must tell you that it's great to hear you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome back. And I also must tell you that you and I have something in common in that we are both lobbyists at the Capitol.
I am not a lobbyist at the Capitol.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought...
No, that's okay.
Putting my foot in my mouth. I was, because I lobby for disability rights.
Oh, wonderful.
Because I feel like we should be getting more help and all of that.
Did you hear what Jonathan said earlier about, Americans are really not going to be able to get the shots anymore when it comes to COVID? If there's another shot coming down, that now they've kind of let it all go, and it's on us to pay for it, I suppose.
Yeah, and I hope that that doesn't stay the case. And I also must say that I disagree with people who think that they just refuse to get vaccinated because they just don't feel like it. I mean, it's one thing if there's a medical reason, but it's a whole other thing if they just don't believe in it or they don't feel like it.
I think that not believing in it is really something that we should all understand. People walking through this whole walk, we're all walking it. And if you find it, you know, in your own soul that, hey, this is not cool, then you ought to just study as much as you can, ask all the questions as you can, find as much information as possible, because information, that's what we need, right?
So I agree.
If this doesn't happen, I'm surprised when Jonathan said, oh, no, they're done with paying for Americans to get the shots. I find that hard to believe for our President Biden. I just find that hard for him. I find it hard. Do you find it hard that he would feel that way?
Yes, yeah. I do. Yeah. And let me tell you something, Geraldine. I went to see I like to call it a car show, but your car show at Crooner's, your performance.
Well, I did.
You and Billy.
Billy and I had a ball. Are you talking about outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors.
Okay, outdoors on a big stage, right?
Yeah, so my parents and I went, because I'm blind, so my parents and I went, and we heard you from our car. Of course, we couldn't talk to you or meet you or anything, but my parents said, you know, someday you might be able to meet Geraldine and Billy.
That is such a beautiful story. Thank you so much for coming to that. You know, when I got off of that stage that day, I felt terrible. I kept saying, oh, my God, I didn't remember these lyrics. I didn't do this right. And why did I walk over there? And why did I do? I started asking myself those questions. I immediately got rid of that. Now I don't do that anymore. That's ridiculous. You don't start, you know, complaining on the inside of yourself because you messed up. How many performers mess up? Don't even deal with that, Geraldine.
I play at Menards. I'll be playing at Menards on Pryor and University every Friday in October from 2 to 5 if you care to come and check me out.
No kidding, Menards 2 to 5. Yeah, they've been doing that for years, right?
Yeah, 2005 University Avenue West. I'll be playing there from 2 to 5. And I just play whatever I want.
Do you sing as well?
No, because there's no mic.
So what's your favorite song to play?
Good question. I suppose a lot of jazz.
Oh, you like
jazz. But, of course, I also take requests. And the funny thing about last week was when someone requested Purple Rain, I said, I only know half the song. Is that okay? And the guy's like, yeah, that's okay. I'm kind of tired anyway, so I can only listen to half the song.
You know, my family and I, we actually toured with him. We loved him very much. He was like family to us. So.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm just so happy.
It'd be great to meet you sometime there. And
I'm going to have to come and hear you, okay?
Yeah.
And it's, how do you spell your name? Is it N-I-C-K?
N-I-C-K.
How about that? All right, Nick, I'm looking forward to it. I hope
yeah,
I get a chance to
University
get there.
At Menards.
I know exactly where it is. I know
yeah.
exactly where it is. All right, you take care of yourself, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break. Of course, we have a guest at 7:35 is Joe Tamburino, attorney and owner of Kaplan and Tamburino Law Firm. If you have not heard from him, he is quite, quite knowledgeable, of course. A lot of attorneys are, but this guy has quite a bit of information for us tonight, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about it. So stay tuned. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking, and I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. The other voice you hear is Jonathan Lowe, our producer in studio. I am so excited for our first guest. We're going to start with our first guest, and it is Joe Tamburino, attorney and owner of Kaplan and Tamburino Law Firm. We're going to start with this. After an earlier plea deal imploded, the Justice Department brought three indictments against Hunter Biden this week. So a lot of questions that are being posed are, what are the charges brought against the president's son? Could more legal trouble be ahead for the younger Biden or even his father? Are we to the point where political gains can be increasingly stymied by legal ramifications? Or are we just at a moment in time where our leaders have too many skeletons in their closets? Now, to dive into some of these questions, we welcome attorney Joe Tamburino back on the show. It's been a while. The owner of the Kaplan and Tamburino Law Firm joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you? And thanks so much for having me on. It has been a while.
It
I
has
hope
been
all is
a while.
Well.
Yeah, all is well. I have no complaints. Even if it's not well, if it's not perfect, I'm still okay. We're on the right side of the dirt, okay, Joe?
Absolutely. That's completely true.
Completely true. Okay, so first of all, here's my biggest challenge when it comes to all of this mess with our President Biden. I keep asking myself, so is it true that every president has children, and that, especially in recent years, and these children have all been perfect? Obviously, this is what Americans are looking for. Absolutely perfect children of the president of the United States.
Well, that's never going to happen. Yeah, of course, my kids are perfect, but that's because they're my kids. But no, nobody has perfect children. Nobody has perfect relations. There's skeletons in everyone's closet. It's just that today everything is so hyper-politicized, and so, you know, just the level of vitriol is unbelievable, and civility seems to have gone out the window.
Amen
so
on that.
So we're seeing more and more of this. Yeah, we're just seeing so much of this.
So are parents responsible for the sins of their children, their grown children? So if there is a child that is born and it's a president and that child is still around, you know, even if that president is not around, maybe that child grows up and has some problems, some really serious problems. Who's responsible for that? Is it the parents that are responsible?
No, because we all have free will. Yes. I mean, there could be times where in someone's childhood, there are some ungodly things that could happen to them. And of course, we should consider that in how we assess the person. But, you know, when you reach adulthood, you have free will, and you can decide whether you want to do right or wrong, go left or right, up and down. It's all up to you, and you can't blame the parents for that, regardless of who the parent is. It could be the president of the United States, or it could be a school teacher's child, or a janitor's child, or a doctor's child. You can't blame the parents for all of that.
Yeah, but there are no janitors being suggested. What we've been hearing for years now is Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden. That's what we've been hearing. So what is the point?
Right.
Why is it that this is so ominous? What is it that we have to do with it, Americans, first of all? And what is our job? What am I to do about this thing that we keep reading about, hearing about, and learning way too much about?
Well, you have to look at it in perspective. You have to look at it as, what do they have against Hunter Biden in terms of evidence? And unfortunately for Hunter Biden, he wrote a memoir, Beautiful Things, where he said that during the year of 2018, 5 years ago, he was in the throes of his addiction. He said that he was smoking crack cocaine, you know, every 15 minutes. And unfortunately for him, it was during that year, in October of 2018, that he bought a gun and he allegedly lied on the application. So the federal government, the prosecutor, has a case that's going to be pretty easy to prove, because most of the time those types of cases are hard to prove. How do you prove someone is an addict when they buy a gun? It would take quite an investigation to get that done. That's why those charges are hardly, you know, leveled against anyone. But in his situation, when he wrote this book, I mean, he was basically his own worst enemy by writing it. So we have to look at the context. Do they have a case against Hunter Biden? Yes. But can we extrapolate anything from that to say other people are at fault? No.
Okay, so if that's the case, we finally arrived at no. We have so many others, the children of presidents, or at least high people that are in high levels, who know a whole lot. In fact, let's just say Trump, right? So when Trump was president, it was Jared Kushner, I believe, who got in trouble with the Saudis, and he ended up with $2 billion. Now, if that's a sin of a son, why aren't we screaming about that, but we're going to scream about Hunter Biden? I don't get it.
Well, because right now President Biden is under the spotlight for a few reasons. I mean, one, he's president, but two, because of everything that's going on, you know, with his age, and, you know, there's just been a lot of just bad polling. And three, every year this seems to be getting worse and worse, the political vitriol. It really is. So that's why it's focused on this. You're right. Jared Kushner had some real issues. I mean, he had that huge building in Manhattan that was basically underwater, and supposedly it was bailed out by a lot of foreign money, and that's something that should have been investigated. However, you know, now the chapter, you know, the page has turned. We're in a different chapter. Now President Biden is president. If President Trump wins the next election, perhaps the focus will be on him then. But right now, the crosshairs are on President Biden.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that. I have a problem, though, with what President Trump had done for a while. And Trump's children got away with so much of it. I don't understand why they get a chance to get away with it. But Hunter Biden, whom we've heard about for, what, how many decades? Come on now.
A long time.
So I don't understand why we keep talking about it. I don't understand why it keeps coming up. And I don't understand, just like what you did, you brought up the whole ageism piece. We talked about that last Sunday. And I get really frustrated that people do not want to trust a president at his age. It's not right for us to even think about that. If you want to think about that at home, think about it at home. But really put some thought into it. Write down exactly what it is that bugs you with this president. And I have heard from so many people, Geraldine, you want to know what bugs me? He's too old. What makes him too old? When will I be too old?
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's all dependent upon the person. Of course, somebody who is, you know, 62 years old might be feeble-minded. They might be. And someone who is 72 or 78 years old might be sharp as a tack. So it all depends upon the person. But unfortunately, that's the narrative right now. You know, everything is focused on age. I mean, you know, even Trump, he's 77 or 78. I mean, he's pretty old, too. You know, we just have a lot of old people who are running our government. I mean, across the board, whether it's Mitch McConnell, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, we just got a lot of old people. And really, we should be turning the reins over to a younger generation. There is no reason why we have to be, you know, why the government has to be ruled by people who are over 75, you know, maybe over 60, fine, but we are getting quite old in terms of who has the reins of power.
Well, the reins of power to me means that the people need to be engaged in it, right? We need to understand what is happening in our country, what is happening in our own lives and at home. We need to make sure that we vote, that we get out and we scream if we have to say, no, this is what we need, you know? But right now we're all paying attention to the elders in the Senate and I don't get it. I keep saying to myself, why do they keep going there? Why do they keep telling people? So the young people are saying, yeah, Biden is too old. I've heard young people say that to me. Yeah, you know, he's pretty old. We might want to get rid of that. This man has been in, has been serving this country for how long? And what young people do you know that are going to step up and say, oh, I can do that? No, that's not what we're hearing. So it's frustrating to me. So let's get back to Hunter Biden. Okay, we know that he's in trouble. We know that he's been in trouble for a long time. He and his father talked about it. So now his father is trying to say what? What is the message we need to hear to stop the madness?
That his son just has to do this alone. The president should take no part in this, shouldn't take part in his defense, should be there as a father, of course, love his son, of course, be there personally. But in terms of how this case is prosecuted and goes through the system, it should be hands off. That's the cleanest way of doing it, because anything else would just muddy the waters. It would be, you know, it would be the opposite of transparency, and it wouldn't be good for the justice system or politics.
I agree with you on that. I am very curious about the question, the very last question that I asked about, you know, are we just at a moment in time when our leaders have too many skeletons in their closets? Who doesn't? Who doesn't have one, at least one skeleton, one little tiny skinny thing, right?
Of course, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, as we go further and further into the future, this is going to become a greater problem because, you know, I feel so sorry for the young people today that everything is saved forever.
Right.
Every Instagram, every text, every email, everything placed on social media. You know, when I was a kid and when I was a young person, you didn't have to worry about saying the wrong thing, perhaps, you know, in a situation because people would.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talkin', and I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. The other voice you hear is Jonathan Lowe, our producer in studio. I am so excited for our first guest. We're going to start with our first guest, and it is Joe Tamburino, attorney and owner of Kaplan and Tamburino Law Firm. We're going to start with this. After an earlier plea deal imploded, the Justice Department brought three indictments against Hunter Biden this week. So a lot of questions that are being posed are, what are the charges brought against the president's son? Could more legal trouble be ahead for the younger Biden or even his father? Are we to the point where political gains can be increasingly stymied by legal ramifications? Or are we just at a moment in time where our leaders have too many skeletons in their closets? Now, to dive into some of these questions, we welcome attorney Joe Tamburino back on the show. It's been a while. The owner of the Kaplan and Tamburino Law Firm joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you? And thanks so much for having me on. It has been a while.
It has been a while. Yeah, all is well. I have no complaints. Even if it's not perfect, I'm still okay.
We're on the right side of the dirt, okay, Joe?
Absolutely. That's completely true.
Completely true. Okay, so first of all, here's my biggest challenge when it comes to all of this mess with our President Biden. I keep asking myself, so is it true that every president has children and that, especially in recent years, and these children have all been perfect? Obviously, this is what Americans are looking for. Absolutely perfect children of the president of the United States.
Well, that's never going to happen. Yeah, of course, my kids are perfect, but that's because they're my kids. But no, nobody has perfect children. Nobody has perfect relations. There's skeletons in everyone's closet. It's just that today everything is so hyper-politicized. And so, you know, just the level of vitriol is unbelievable. And civility seems to have gone out the window.
Amen on that.
So we're seeing more and more of this. Yeah, we're just seeing so much of this.
So are parents responsible for the sins of their children, their grown children? So if there is a child that is born and it's a president and that child is still around, you know, even if that president is not around, maybe that child grows up and has some problems, some really serious problems. Who's responsible for that? Is it the parents that are responsible?
No, because we all have free will. Yes. I mean, there could be times where in someone's childhood, there are some ungodly things that could happen to them. And of course, we should consider that in how we assess the person. But, you know, when you reach adulthood, you have free will and you can decide whether you want to do right or wrong, go left or right, up and down. It's all up to you. And you can't blame the parents for that, regardless of who the parent is. It could be the president of the United States, or it could be a school teacher's child or a janitor's child or a doctor's child. You can't blame the parents for all of that.
Yeah, but there are no janitors being suggested. What we've been hearing for years now is Hunter Biden. That's what we've been hearing. So what is the point?
Right.
Why is it that this is so ominous? What is it that we have to do with it, Americans, first of all? And what is our job? What am I to do about this thing that we keep reading about, hearing about, and learning way too much about?
Well, you have to look at it in perspective. You have to look at it as, what do they have against Hunter Biden in terms of evidence? And unfortunately for Hunter Biden, he wrote a memoir, Beautiful Things, where he said that during the year of 2018, 5 years ago, he was in the throes of his addiction. He said that he was smoking crack cocaine, you know, every 15 minutes. And unfortunately for him, it was during that year, in October of 2018, that he bought a gun and he allegedly lied on the application. So the federal government, the prosecutor, has a case that's going to be pretty easy to prove, because most of the time those types of cases are hard to prove. How do you prove someone is an addict when they buy a gun? It would take quite an investigation to get that done. That's why those charges are hardly, you know, leveled against anyone. But in his situation, when he wrote this book, I mean, he was basically his own worst enemy by writing it. So we have to look at the context. Do they have a case against Hunter Biden? Yes. But can we extrapolate anything from that to say other people are at fault? No.
Okay, so if that's the case, we finally arrived at no. We have so many others, the children of presidents, or at least high people that are in high levels, who know a whole lot. In fact, let's just say Trump, right? So when Trump was president, it was Jared Kushner, I believe, who got in trouble with the Saudis, and he ended up with $2 billion. Now, if that's a sin of a son, why aren't we screaming about that, but we're going to scream about Hunter Biden? I don't get it.
Well, because right now President Biden is under the spotlight for a few reasons. I mean, one, he's president, but two, because of everything that's going on, you know, with his age, and, you know, there's just been a lot of just bad polling. And three, every year this seems to be getting worse and worse, the political vitriol. It really is. So that's why it's focused on this. You're right. Jared Kushner had some real issues. I mean, he had that huge building in Manhattan that was basically underwater, and supposedly it was bailed out by a lot of foreign money, and that's something that should have been investigated. However, you know, now the chapter, you know, the page has turned. We're in a different chapter. Now President Biden is president. If President Trump wins the next election, perhaps the focus will be on him then. But right now, the crosshairs are on President Biden.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that. I have a problem, though, with what President Trump had done for a while. And Trump's children got away with so much of it. I don't understand why they get a chance to get away with it. But Hunter Biden, whom we've heard about for, what, how many decades? Come on now.
A long time.
Yeah. So I don't understand why we keep talking about it. I don't understand why it keeps coming up. And I don't understand, just like what you did, you brought up the whole ageism piece. We talked about that last Sunday. And I get really frustrated that people do not want to trust a president at his age. It's not right for us to even think about that. If you want to think about that at home, think about it at home. But really put some thought into it. Write down exactly what it is that bugs you with this president. And I have heard from so many people, Geraldine, you want to know what bugs me? He's too old. What makes him too old? When will I be too old?
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's all dependent upon the person. Of course, somebody who is, you know, 62 years old might be feeble-minded. They might be. And someone who is 72 or 78 years old might be sharp as a tack. So it all depends upon the person. But unfortunately, that's the narrative right now. You know, everything is focused on age. I mean, you know, even Trump, he's 77 or 78. I mean, he's pretty old, too. You know, we just have a lot of old people who are running our government. I mean, across the board, whether it's Mitch McConnell, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, we just got a lot of old people. And really, we should be turning the reins over to a younger generation. There is no reason why we have to be, you know, why the government has to be ruled by people who are over 75, you know, maybe over 60, fine, but we are getting quite old in terms of who has the reins of power.
Well, the reins of power to me means that the people need to be engaged in it, right? We need to understand what is happening in our country, what is happening in our own lives and at home. We need to make sure that we vote, that we get out and we scream if we have to say, no, this is what we need, you know? But right now we're all paying attention to the elders in the Senate and I don't get it. I keep saying to myself, why do they keep going there? Why do they keep telling people? So the young people are saying, yeah, Biden is too old. I've heard young people say that to me. Yeah, you know, he's pretty old. We might want to get rid of that. This man has been in, has been serving this country for how long? And what young people do you know that are going to step up and say, oh, I can do that? No, that's not what we're hearing. So it's frustrating to me. So let's get back to Hunter Biden. Okay, we know that he's in trouble. We know that he's been in trouble for a long time. He and his father talked about it. So now his father is trying to say what? What is the message we need to hear to stop the madness?
That his son just has to do this alone. The president should take no part in this, shouldn't take part in his defense, should be there as a father, of course. Of course, love his son. Of course, be there personally. But in terms of how this case is prosecuted and goes through the system, it should be hands off. That's the cleanest way of doing it, because anything else would just muddy the waters. It would be, you know, it would be the opposite of transparency, and it wouldn't be good for the justice system or politics.
I agree with you on that. I am very curious about the question, the very last question that I asked about. You know, are we just at a moment in time when our leaders have too many skeletons in their closets? Who doesn't? Who doesn't have one, at least one skeleton, one little tiny skinny thing, right?
Of course, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, as we go further and further into the future, this is going to become a greater problem because, you know, I feel so sorry for the young people today that everything is saved forever.
Right.
Every Instagram, every text, every email, everything placed on social media. You know, when I was a kid and when I was a young person, you didn't have to worry about saying the wrong thing, perhaps, you know, in a situation, because people would just say, oh, well, whatever, and, you know, move on. Now, if you say anything wrong, it is there forever. So I think, you know, unfortunately, as time goes on, we're going to see more and more skeletons, whereas you're right, everybody has them. It's just in today's world, that skeleton closet is wide open.
And it should it be?
No, it should not be, especially for younger people. I think there's, you know, especially for people who are, you know, growing up, teenage years, young 20s, everything like that, experiencing different things in life, going through different types of relationships. Of course, there needs to be some type of forgiveness and some type of saying, you know what, we're going to let certain things go. Why? Because we're all human beings and we all develop. We all get, hopefully, a bigger and bigger person as we get older. So, no, it should not haunt you forever.
All right. Now, before I let you go, I definitely want to ask you about the dispute over Hunter Biden's plea deal. Tell us what's going on with that.
Well, unfortunately, not all I's were dotted and T's crossed. The federal authorities, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware, and Hunter Biden's defense team were not on the same page. The defense thought that when they were going to do this plea deal, he was going to have immunity for other actions surrounding this deal. To what extent, we don't know. And the federal authorities, the prosecutors said, no, no, that's not the case. We can't forgive him for everything. And when they got in front of the judge, and judges will do this, I'm in court all the time, will say, wait a minute, you guys aren't on the same page. Defense is saying ABC, and the prosecutor is saying DEF, so I'm not going to accept the deal. So really, homework should have been better done on both sides. I mean, I fault the defense for not getting it done, as well as the prosecutor, because they clearly weren't on the same page.
So are we at the point where we can actually make all of this can be solved and that the American people can go on with it? Because we're going to hear about this now for, what, another year? Good Lord, it's been so long hearing about Hunter Biden. So I'm really concerned about how long are we going to have to listen to this and how long do we need to know? What do we need to really understand?
What you need to look at is the next 6 months, because what I think is going to happen is they'll arrive at some type of global agreement, meaning that they'll take care of the gun charge and perhaps some tax issues. And I think that'll all get hammered out in the next 3 to 6 months. I do not think it's going to be lying around like an open sore in November of 24. I mean, I think the Hunter Biden, at least his legal issues, will be resolved soon. Now, whether or not he's used as a political football next year, probably. Of course he will be. But in terms of the litigation, I really think they're going to work out another deal. And hopefully this time, they'll both be on the same page.
Oh, goodness. It's exhausting. Aren't you exhausted? Right? Do you carry water all the time? You know, are you parched?
It is exhausting. Every time you wake up, every time you turn on the TV, the radio, look at the newspaper, it's always something else. It's just like nothing ever lets up.
But we have so much more to deal with. And it's almost as though it goes silent because this is so loud and screaming. And I'm going, I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about what's going to happen with the people. Are we going to get COVID shots again? Or what's going to happen here? I want to hear about what's happening to the American people, not just one.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the only thing that has, you know, sort of diverted attention is like the auto worker strike. Now, that's a very interesting situation. I mean, that's something that's very important. You have approximately 150,000 people who are going to be on strike. That's something that should be on the front page and should be discussed about workers' rights and what's, you know, how much are they making compared to how much the people who actually own the company make. I mean, these are important questions that should be delved into. But, you know, a lot of times those issues are put on the back burner.
Well, we hope that we'll have our guest coming up next to talk about exactly that. So you're absolutely right. And unions have always been important. And it blows my mind when someone older than me comes to me and go, you know nothing about unions. You know nothing about unions. And I'm going, oh, yeah. Do you want to sit down and talk about it? You know, it's just amazing to me. So I'm just hoping that we will stay focused on the United States, period. It has been a pleasure having you on, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
All right. You take care. That's attorney Joe Tamburino of Kaplan and Tamburino Law Firm. And, of course, we have been talking about the Hunter Biden event, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about it over and over again. Those parents of us that are listening right now, just remember, if you have children, because you're parents, your children are not perfect. My children are not perfect. My grandchildren are not perfect. But what I will say is that I am showing them love as often as possible, but not every family. I don't know a family that's perfect, period. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up this hour. You know, talking about, gosh, we could just talk about so many people who have done really bad things or wrong things or can't get it together. It's just we are not perfect as a country, period. We are not. Yet, you know, we are very quick to judge even one person or 10 people, and it gets uglier. It feels as though we're never going to come back together. We're never going to figure it out. What do we need to do to come back together? I don't even hear people talk about it anymore. It's very frustrating because you would think that if we're going to get together in our social groups and if we're going to talk about these things, are we ever going to talk about why we need to keep talking about it? Or do we let it go and go, we should just not even talk about that anymore? We don't even need to think about that. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claimed Tuesday that Hunter Biden received special treatment by his father's administration. Oh, so I guess nobody else has done that. No other president has done that? Is that what you're telling? Come on, you guys, wake up. We have to wake up and see the truth. The truth is lingering. It's literally right over your head, right in front of you, or right behind you. Please pay attention. Stay engaged. Keep thinking. You're smart, and you can help. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up this hour. You know, talking about, we could just talk about so many people who have done really bad things or wrong things or can't get it together. It's just we are not perfect as a country, period. We are not. Yet, you know, we are very quick to judge even one person or 10 people, and it gets uglier. It feels as though we're never going to come back together. We're never going to figure it out. What do we need to do to come back together? I don't even hear people talk about it anymore. It's very frustrating because you would think that if we're going to get together in our social groups and if we're going to talk about these things, are we ever going to talk about why we need to keep talking about it? Or do we let it go and go, we should just not even talk about that anymore? We don't even need to think about that. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claimed Tuesday that Hunter Biden received special treatment by his father's administration. Oh, so I guess nobody else has done that. No other president has done that? Is that what you're telling? Come on, you guys, wake up. We have to wake up and see the truth. The truth is lingering. It's literally right over your head, right in front of you, or right behind you. Please pay attention. Stay engaged. Keep thinking. You're smart, and you can help. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.